From the KODI News Center, here's Wendy Kaur.
The increasing numbers of traffic fatalities in the state have the Wyoming Department of Transportation and the Wyoming Highway Patrol looking for ways to catch the attention of drivers to encourage them to make safe choices. YDOT will display in its dynamic message signs throughout the state five different safety messages. Some of the messages people will see include check your seatbelt, check your speed, your family needs you, slow down, buckle up, and 18 deaths on Wyoming roads this year, buckle up. Wyoming Highway Patrol Lieutenant David Wagner pointed out that in 2016, 34 people out of the 112 total fatalities were the result of impaired driving. 55 out of those were the result of lack of seatbelt use when seatbelts were available.
The main thing and the main contributing factor is basically things that could be prevented that led up to or were part of this fatal crash. And our agency firmly believes that one fatality every year is one too many.
So far this year, Wyoming has had 18 fatalities from 15 fatal crashes. The city of Cody will have three new liquor licenses in its pocket thanks to a legislative decision made in this session. Cody City Administrator Barry Cook says that rather than immediately handing the three new bar and grill licenses to existing local businesses, there is some advantage to holding on to the licenses to encourage economic development.
You want to attract new businesses into the community, so they certainly have a bar and grill license available for somebody who might be looking at that. That's a balancing act, you know, helping to enhance your local businesses that are already here versus using something to attract new businesses coming in. But there is some advantages to doing that.
Currently, the city has 20 retail liquor licenses and three bar and grill licenses in circulation and has allowed an unlimited number of restaurant liquor licenses. Applicants for the licenses pay the city a fee of $1,500, but then those licenses can be bought and sold for any amount, according to Cook. He said he's seen them sold for amounts as high as $100,000. The new bar and grill licenses will be available on July 1st. Drivers in Cody will be seeing surveyors out this spring in preparation for a future roadway rehabilitation project. YDOT is upgrading the Americans with Disabilities Act requirements at the street corners on each city block. YDOT photos and surveys workers from Cheyenne will be on site as early as this week and possibly through early April to survey existing street corners and gather preliminary data so plans can be developed for the project. YDOT resident engineer Todd Frost of Cody says the rehabilitation will consist of concrete slab replacement, grinding concrete, resealing concrete joints, and Americans with Disabilities Act upgrades on the concrete portion of the highway from 10th Street to Stampede Avenue. The project is tentatively scheduled for the year 2020. And the Shoshone National Forest will hold public meetings this week to discuss the status of the travel management planning process. In Cody, the meeting will be this Thursday, March 23rd at Grizzly Hall in the Park County Library from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. During the meetings, the Shoshone National Forest will update the public as to why there's been a pause in the process, explain the next steps in developing a minimum road system, and present an updated timeline for the process. From the KODI News Center, I'm Wendy Kaur. For more news, visit our website at MyBighorn.com.